The new demerit system for South African road users is now law. On the 5th of October, Transport Minister Fikile Mbalula said the official start date of the administrative adjudication of road traffic offences, or ARTO law, would soon be announced. He also added that the law will be in full effect from June next year. Multimedia Live spoke to Senior Manager of Media and Marketing Relations at the Road Traffic Infringement Agency, Monde Mkalipi, about how the controversial new law would work. Mkalipi insists that the new law would provide significant benefits for the safety of road users in the country.
As you are aware, that the country experiences a road fatality rate that is at 14,000 per annum. So from the experiences that we've been able to gather from other countries in terms of the research that we've compiled, we've been able to understand that ARTO and in general and the points demerit system in particular has made quite a significant dent in terms of reducing of fatalities. When the points demerit system gets to be implemented and then a person commits an infringement, it's only then that you get to be affected and then you get to feel the demerits of the points demerit system, in the sense that, let's say maybe you're caught driving under the influence of alcohol, and then would be allocated demerit points accordingly. For example, in terms of what we've got as drafts now, in terms of our regulations, if you're caught driving under the influence of alcohol, you'll be allocated 6 demerit points. And then you get to be caught driving under the influence of alcohol again, you get to be allocated another 6 demerit points. So now it's just 2 infringements that you have committed, and already you are at 12 demerit points. So it's quite an effort that seeks to change, to encourage you to change your behavior.
Mkalipi explains that the system is meant to be a more humane form of punishment, allowing drivers to contest their traffic infringements while also working to rectify poor driver behavior. The system will operate on a 3-strike basis. Initially, all drivers will have a demerit record of 0. Once 12 demerits are gathered, a driver's license will be suspended. After a period of time has lapsed, the license will be reinstated. After a driver's license has been suspended twice, the following set of 12 demerits will result in a person's license being revoked. This will force the person to begin the process of testing to receive a new license from scratch. Mkalipi says that a rehabilitation program for repeat offenders will also be established to try and improve driver behavior. The new act has not been well received by some, however. The organization Undoing Tax Abuse says that they will be contesting the act in court in early 2020 before it is able to take effect. ARTO's portfolio manager for transport, Rudy Heineker, says that the organization does not have an issue with the administrative process set out by the law, but they do not feel that there is capacity in the country at the moment for such a law.
What we do have a problem here is that if you want to implement this must work 100%. What we foresee what will happen is that as soon as you get your infringement notice, if you have a query or a problem with your infringement, a lot of time will pass before you will get justice. You will only be able to get to a court where there is an objective, let's say, person that will hear your queries in the form of a magistrate, say in 2 or 2.5 years time from receiving the infringement. The cumbersome administrative process, you will sit with a central body in South Africa who will manage or will try to manage the whole country's traffic infringements and offences. For that, they will get half of the value of the fine. That will cripple the municipalities financially, and we know in what financial positions a lot of them are at this stage. The other thing is that the Act talks about a rehabilitation program. Who's going to do that? Who's going to pay for that? How is it going to be implemented? Who's going to be the service providers? So it is a lot of expenses, a lot of training, a lot of hours, and we do not believe it will serve the purpose of the Act.
Both the Road Traffic Infringement Agency and the Organization Undoing Tax Abuse encourage South Africans to get better acquainted with the new law and contact them via the contact information on their various websites for more information. For Multimedia Live, I am Paige Muller.
You've been listening to Final Take, a Multimedia Live production from the Tissot Blackstock Group, publishers of the Sunday Times, Business Day, and Financial Mail.